National Finance Committee Conference Call of the Pacifica Foundation. Today is Thursday, May the 24th, 2007. My name is LaVarne Williams. I'm the chair of the committee. I would like to thank everyone on the board. Our secretary is Terry Goodman. And what we'd like to do is do a roll call and go through the agenda. Thank you.
Dave Adelson. Dave Adelson. I'll get back. Rudy Bediaco, absent. Brian Edwards Tekert, absent. Jane Gatewood.
Here.
Terry Goodman is here. Lonnie Hicks.
Here.
Sandra Rawline.
Here.
Bertold Reimers. Absent. Thomas Ruffin. Absent. Bob Sanborn. Absent. LaVarne Williams.
Present.
Dave Adelson is here. We have quorum.
Okay, thank you very much. And for the agenda, I believe that we got feedback on the agenda and just want to look at it. I can go over it briefly, and if there are any changes, suggestions, revisions, we would like to entertain those at this time. Basically, what we'd like to do is approval of minutes for 3/22 and 4/9, schedule of the next meeting, look at our current budget or plan and timeline, go through our 2007 committee priorities and goals, looking specifically at the chart of accounts and also the policies and procedures manual, going through the unfinished business, which was the RFP, not necessarily on content licensing. But I sent out those motions. I just sent them out, so hopefully everyone has received that. Kind of review of the RFP process. Briefly, this go through March financials, and then adjourn to an executive session so we can discuss matters that are related to legal issues for the foundation. It's a little aggressive here, so and also we can entertain a meeting between the next regularly scheduled meeting. So again, changes, revisions. Go ahead, please.
Do we have times associated with each of those items yet?
Most of them.
Yes.
Is this the original one that came through, or is this the revised one?
The revised one, it has red or whatever the color came up for the revisions.
First of all, on item 3, the agenda I got says Eastern Standard Time instead of Eastern Daylight Time for our next meeting.
That little thing. I usually change those, but I think I just copied one over.
So it's planning timeline, which you've updated, say, planning and budget timeline?
Well, I'm sorry. I just threw that in there. It's planning timeline, but I was trying to be clear. 10 minutes. And basically just to go over where we are in that schedule, and hopefully Lonnie and the treasurers can update us on the meetings that you have had over since our last meeting of the Finance Committee.
On the unfinished business, you may have sent this in an email just now. I don't know.
Yes, I did.
We have a motion from me on the fiscal impact of the RFP proposal, which was tabled at the last meeting. And so that can be brought back in unfinished business.
Okay. Good. That's in the minutes for 4/9 also?
Yeah.
I can't believe it's that long ago. I guess we've had our meeting since then, I thought. But go ahead. So it's the motion on financial impact?
Fiscal impact of RFP proposal.
Okay.
Motion tabled by arrival at time certain for adjournment.
Okay.
You mentioned March financials after unfinished business, but typically officer reports happen near the beginning of an agenda.
Yeah, so that should really go up. That would be Lonnie, so that could go up. Where do you want to move that to? Before the planning timeline?
Yeah, after next.
Okay, week. And that would be also part of the March financials, would be?
Just the CFO report, I would say.
Right, exactly. see, actually, when I prepared this also, I should have updated this before. I was certain that Delaney would be here.
And then other items that we had as unfinished business were work in subcommittees. I don't know if we want to handle that this meeting, but we should keep it on unfinished, if not.
Okay. An update?
P&B Finance and Audit Committee joint teleconference.
Right.
That's unfinished,
I can update
and we do
that.
Have, we can act on that.
Uh-huh.
Operations meeting in July.
Okay.
And those were actually before committee goals and projects in unfinished business. And then we have two new business items from the last meeting that we probably won't get to this meeting either. but we might. And those were public access to station and Pacifica financial statements and Pacifica station bill back policy.
Pacifica station what?
Bill back policy.
Oh, right.
And actually, that might come up in consideration of the policies and procedures.
Right.
Because I can suggest that be put in there.
Okay.
And I have a clarification.
Sure.
You have on this agenda the goals, but would we be voting on approving our goals? I sent out an email asking, did we ever approve them? I didn't find them. I didn't find any approval. Thinking that we had a March 1st meeting, and I couldn't find those minutes. And, Terry, do you recall if we?
I don't think we voted on anything.
No,
I think we were
either.
Just trying to work them, trying to work
discuss
the issues.
It. Should we actually vote to approve the goals tonight? Is that what that agenda item means, or were you just thinking that we would look for an update of where we are with those?
Well, I would think that. Yeah, we could actually. I guess we could move to vote because basically, what I was trying to do is to see if anyone has made any changes, updates, revisions to those, and exactly, you know, and working, talking with Lonnie, where we are in some of those, in some of that process also. So let me
could
just.
Yeah, could we try to allot just a fairly small amount of time for improving the goals?
Okay, so let's take that down to about 10 minutes. Is that where we are? Okay, so I want to ask, does everyone have a copy of that? Everyone can see the priorities. I know that was, yeah, that was in a in the package there. The list is fine. It's in the whole package. Okay, so where are we with the agenda? Are there other changes, updates?
I'll make the talk.
Uh-huh. So you want to go through it, Terry?
Okay, let's see. Let me try to make sense of this. Okay, roll call and approval agenda, 5 minutes. Approval of minutes, 5 minutes. Next meeting, 5 minutes. CFO report, I don't have time. And I don't know if policies and procedures are going to come under that or elsewhere.
Let's go find CFO. We can do we have the 45 minutes for March financials, so we can do that. And under there would be March financials also.
So CFO report and March financials, 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Planning timeline, 10 minutes.
You know, actually, that can go under the CFO report, too.
Okay, so I'll make that 4A.
Okay.
And now is committee priorities and goals next?
Uh-huh.
Or, okay. So 5 committee priorities and goals. Are we giving that 10 minutes or what? And is and then policies and procedures as a second separate item. Give that 10 minutes.
So if we're going to vote on that policies and procedures, I think Lonnie, did you think we were going to be able to vote on that tonight?
No, actually not. I thought I'd placed it before you so we can have a look at it. And I think it's probably something we should, you know, pick up in a couple of weeks, the next meeting, after people have had a chance to look it over in detail.
I don't know if there's other things in your report, but I was hoping that we could maybe trim your report for this meeting to closer to 15 or 20 minutes and then specifically schedule a separate meeting to deal with that policies and procedures and detailed review of March. Or are we going to have any more updated financials in a couple of weeks?
Yes, we will.
Would that be agreeable with you if I truncate that to like 20 minutes? And
I'd like to do goals and priorities too, and have the second meeting cover those two big items.
The policies and procedures and
what? The goals and priorities
of the committee.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's a good meeting. That covers some really important items. And
so are we taking those off this agenda, or are we doing an introduction?
I think what we're doing is we're going to cover them briefly. Is that right?
Yeah, just so that we can, you know, get set on what we're going to try to accomplish with them in depth at the next meeting.
And then how about the, the March financials? I know I haven't, I'm not going to be able to talk about them intelligently. I don't know how other people are. Is that something we're going to spend time on tonight?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Does anybody else? I know I am not going to be able to discuss that March financials very clearly. I wondered, is that something that we should be talking about tonight, Lonnie?
Well,
did others have an opportunity to look at it? Well, you know, we'd kind of like to do, we can, in terms of doing a more in-depth discussion, we can do that in a meeting we schedule in the next 2 weeks, but we just need to know, just go over briefly where we are, in particularly in relation to the fund drives that have either concluded or that are in
process. I want to include that in my report. That's really high on my list because I have.
Exactly.
How about 20
minutes?
20 minutes enough, Lonnie?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Brian's on the call now.
Oh,
good.
Brian. Okay. So we stopped at policies and procedures, which was just going to be an introduction to tell us how we should approach it. And under that item, I suggest that's when we schedule the Finance and Audit Committee joint teleconference, since that's what it's going to be about.
Okay.
And then in unfinished business, which I'll give a 7, we have a motion on fiscal impact of RFP proposal. We did some debate. I'd say give it 5 minutes, but we'll probably go over time. And that leaves work and subcommittees, which let's put that one under committee priorities and goals, because we'd probably want to make work groups to address committee priorities and goals.
I have a point of information.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So this agenda places the item we've been trying to deal with for 3 months where? After how much time?
I'd like to move that we
1 hour.
Put that one item before the CFO report. Would you be amenable?
Which item? I'm sorry. Which item?
The digital, the RFP.
Not the digital distribution.
Motion on fiscal impact of RFP proposal, the unfinished business.
The discussion was to find $50,000 to put into a process for programming, outreach, and technology proposals. That's just, as far as I know, been waiting. I know Lonnie's gotten it ready, but last time we didn't have the, you know, budget lines to and from that it was going to come from. But we are supposed to review these things before they're enacted. So our failure to deal with that just means that we can't move forward on those ideas.
So is there a revised income statement, impact statement?
I don't know.
Because I just sent out I just sent one out to you guys that
is
was
that,
dated
is that different 322
or 315. I'm sorry. You have to speak
the one
louder.
That you mailed out, is that different from when we looked at this back in March?
It's the one that I sent out is the one that came from Lonnie that was dated March 15th.
Okay.
So it's
and then I guess well actually yeah, it has 322 also from Lonnie. So is that the latest dated 315? Is that it, Lonnie? Are you there? Lonnie must have stepped away. That's the last package. So the one that I just sent out dated 315. That's the latest, right?
So then if we don't have the financial details, those things that we need to do the impact statement, maybe we can't do it.
Can we get through the agenda and then since it's on there, address that and then we can get moving.
Can we move it to a little bit higher in the agenda though?
Either before or
after the CFO report?
Sure.
Is that after or before?
Jane? She said after. But
either
she said
one
before.
Would be fine.
We just need to move.
You need to make a motion that nobody can object to it.
I move to place this item on the agenda before the CFO.
Okay. Well, that's where I moved it, unless there's an objection. So, in unfinished business, that leaves operations meeting in July. And
just
under new business, the public access, the station, and Pacifica financial statements, and billback policy.
Gary, can you
why don't I go ahead and move that under policies and procedures?
Sure.
After PMB and Finance Committee joint teleconference, 6B.
Point of information.
Sure, please.
Can you clarify the RFP? I saw two items on one of the RFP items on one of the versions of the agenda we had. I think one was to look at the impact, and the other was to review the actual proposal itself. If I'm remembering correctly,
that was how we were looking at how to really address the issue, because I think that was the confusion, or that's what was not clear. With the information that was sent to us, so I think that if we can get to that, and then we can go into process and go into the proposal versus process.
I'm just asking which is where now.
Whatever we're dealing with, it's all going to be contained in one agenda item. Is that correct?
Right. We can address those separate parts once
we
get to this. Once we get to this.
It's on the agenda. And we're able to clarify it once we get to that agenda item.
Okay, so where are we with the agenda?
Okay, starting from the beginning again, roll call, 2, approval, 3, next meeting, 4, CFO, 4, motion on fiscal impact of the RFP, 5, CFO report in March financials. 5A, planning timeline. Is that right? No, that's a different item. 6,
yes.
Planning timeline. 7, 2007 committee goals and priorities. 7A, work and subcommittees. 8, policies and procedures. 8A, PMB Finance and Audit Committee Joint Teleconference. 9, new operations meeting in July. for that.
Yeah.
And then new business is 10, and we've got two items there.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Are there any questions, changes, revisions? We'll get to and then we had had an executive session set for 10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but that might move to about 10:15 or so.
That's today.
Just for a point of clarification, would it not be better for that RFP item just to be labeled the RFP process, and then the action item under that being that motion that was left over from our prior meeting?
Okay.
And that way, whatever we need to talk about in the context of the RFP, if there's anything else other than the motion.
Agenda item name change to RFP proposal.
Yeah, and then the action item under that is that motion.
Fiscal impact. Okay.
Got it. Approval of the agenda.
How long is the agenda as it stands? What are we expecting?
I think we took out about 25 minutes altogether, but we really didn't give a time on the other. So can we, do you have some times on there, Gary? Does it look reasonable, like, for the next hour and a half or so?
I'll put time.
90 minutes?
I'm curious whether we can really get through it. In other words, if we do this agenda, do we end up at the time we said we're going into executive session?
Well, I think we'd already spoken to say that some of the major items here that we want to schedule another meeting in 2 weeks to really get into those things, so get into, really dive into it. So I think that the initial times that we had were for more discussion versus in less discussion, and really get into it in a meeting schedule for approximately two weeks from today. So, and we can always move some of the items to the next meeting if we get into a time bind between 10 and 10:15 p.m.
So, just as a point of information, who's keeping time so we keep to it?
Yeah, we can ask someone to be the timekeeper, just to let us know in terms of how we're moving along. Okay, shall we set exact times, or shall we just move to a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Thank you. Okay, so the next regularly scheduled meeting of, and I did the first 6 months, and I haven't gone in to set the second 6 months on meetings. So the next meeting I had scheduled, let me just look at my date here, is for, I guess I can look at, that's what I was trying to find.
I'll make a point of order, but let you continue.
Hello?
You skipped approval of minutes.
Oh, I thought we did. Someone said so moved.
Well, that was agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm okay. I'm doing, that's because I'm doing four things at one time. I can usually do three.
Move to approve the minutes of 3:22 and 4:09. 4:09?
Yeah.
Yes.
Here.
Thank you very much. So moved. Okay. That was good. Okay, the next meeting. Let's see. I'm trying to find
a point of order.
Sure.
After somebody moves it, we have to agree that there's no objection before we vote, right?
Oh, absolutely. I thought I would hear that, but I guess I didn't ask for it. Are there any objections, changes, revisions on the minutes themselves? And did everyone have a chance to look at them? Well, if not, we can always look at them later. So the minutes have been moved to be accepted, or shall we move the agenda? Thank you. Okay. The next meeting, I'm trying to get to the calendar here.
I think it's June 21st.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the calendar. I'm not sure if that's a really good date I put that in, because that's like the third Thursday in June. Let's do it.
Local Finance Committee. third Thursday.
On that date?
Yeah.
Is the 14th a possibility?
That date is a possibility because we're going to have to meet before then because the budget's going to be ready locally. So
okay, cool.
I could reschedule it if need be.
Okay. So the 14th is, that's 3 weeks from today. Is that correct? Yes. And so we need to meet, or do we want to do one 2 weeks from today also? So we can go into the items that we're seeing, the policies and procedures, go into look at the financial.
So
we're
seeing
in a row, Madam. Is that what we're proposing?
What's that?
Oh, would it be the 14th? Are you proposing the 7th, the 14th, and the 21st?
Well, no, we're seeing the 7th and the 14th.
7th and the 14th.
Right.
And
can
not
we
the
21st? Deal with?
There's affiliates on the 14th.
Yeah, I cannot quite, you know, the calendar is supposed to come up and it's not coming up.
7th is free.
The 7th?
7th is free and the 28th
okay.
is free. Talk if we're meeting on Thursdays.
Okay, I have the calendar here. I'm having a little difficulty. Link to Pacifica calendar, okay? This is what I did. I knew it's somewhere here. It's just not... I'm just not able to pull it up. This is crazy.
No, I can do it.
Okay, so, yeah, because it's not, I mean, I see it here, but it's not giving me I don't see the calendar. What do I need to do to make the calendar come up? Just hit Link to Pacifica calendar, right?
Well, or go www.kpftx.org/
That's where I am. Slash calendar, right. Okay.
TA calendar.
I'm sorry, TA calendar?
TA, as in Pacifica. PAC calendar.
Okay.
PACALENDER.
Okay. Oh, right, that's right. Okay, let's see what happens when I do that. There we are. Strange. Okay, so we have it here. So it's... So the 7th is available. The 14th is the affiliate. So are we have people who are on the affiliates?
I'll be at that meeting.
Okay.
Santa's on affiliate.
Okay. So we have, okay, so it would be alternative dates. We have the 7th. We have the audit committee has proposed the 18th for a joint meeting, didn't we say? The 18th, Nia said. So we could do the 7th, and the 13th is actually that Wednesday is open. Shall we do that?
I can't do Wednesdays.
Okay. So, okay, let's throw out. And Friday's really not a good day to have a meeting. It's really not. So we have the... We have the 12th and 13th are open. You said Brian can do the Wednesdays. The Tuesday, the 12th, is open. Or
do
we can go down
Chair?
To the 28th.
I have a question.
Sure, please.
Do we need to discuss the draft policies and procedures meeting before we have that joint meeting with audit?
Well, I was thinking that what we could do is like assign sections of the manual to each one of us as you know as an area of expertise, and then we can. Then I would think that we would be prepared. Then each one of at least one of us would be prepared thoroughly to discuss a section of it. So I would think so. Then they're proposing the 18th. So for our meeting, do we want to do? The 7th is available. The 28th is available for Thursday. Are those good times? Okay,
well, let's
so we
schedule
should...
those 2 dates at least tentatively.
Very good.
Now, in all likelihood, I would not be able to join you on the 7th, but I could contribute by email if I knew in advance what the agenda was going to cover. I could
offer.
Right. That's basically what we've kind of like outlined here. Those are the major things in terms of moving for the next meeting. The committee, the priorities and goals, the policies and procedures, and then the updated financials from that Lina will give us. So those will be the three major items for the 7th. And
I can.
And then on the RFP, if the complete financial impact hasn't been completed, then we would actually schedule that again to look at at the beginning. Okay. So we'll schedule the 7th, and oh my God, I guess because I've been logged in, that's why it didn't come up. Okay, so we'll schedule those now. Okay, and so the 7th and the 28th. Okay, and so now, Terry, if you can go look at the updated agenda and indicate what's the next item.
Next item is RFP proposal.
Okay.
I'd like to bring an item off from the table.
I'm sorry?
I'd like to take an item from the table on this topic.
I heard a point of order. Sure. Go ahead.
Who's going to keep time on this?
Is there one there who can just like get a good count on where we are?
I can keep track of this one item. How long do we have? 10 minutes? 15 minutes?
5 to 10.
10 minutes? Okay, I'll keep track of this one.
Okay, thanks, Jane. Okay, and Terry?
Yeah, I'd like to bring from the table the motion tabled by the chairman of our previous meeting, and the text at that time was that the NFP finds that the CFO's proposal to allocate up to $45,000 annually towards projects approved by award through an RFP process is financially feasible for the current fiscal year, if national mail drop revenue remains on projection.
Okay. Is there a discussion?
Well, I do have some.
Lonnie?
What was that motion? It was tabled, and I'm hearing Terry wanted to put it back on the table. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, mail drop at this point is exceeding expectations, and so I feel comfortable with the RFP. I think we also need it. We need to get the process going so that we can look at building revenue base for the network. And I would support taking it, putting it back on the table.
This is Dave.
Sure, go ahead.
My question is, we had talked about the question of what budget line it comes from and what budget lines these things are assigned to, and in particular, because that's part of the statement. So let's say we have, you have it broken down into three areas, programming, outreach, and technology. Do those go into separate budget lines? And then within the budget of each of these proposals, you know, some of them are going to go to things like, well, there's a couple questions. One is, are we going to allow salaries or stipends within the project proposals? Where does that go? And then also, you know, within that proposal, maybe somebody's buying a piece of equipment. Let's say they need, I don't know, a server to do something or something else. How are all those monies going to be managed and tracked?
Well, the first step, let's say you do get a proposal, and it contains salary, it contains equipment, it contains other items. Then the monies, there are two places, likely one of them is from the mail drops. But as I recall that discussion, we also identified other programming. I said that money would not be spent. If you look at the variance, you'll see that is likely to be the case. We'll have excess funds there. You would take the, in this case, 45 to 50,000. You would create from that a budget that will cover staffing, cover equipment, and then it would be broken out as a separate revenue and separate expense item. It will be shown very much like we do with the board. We will break out the board's expenses. And that's how it will be handled once we have a concrete project.
Say we have a project. I'm asking,
all of the monies that are spent within that project will get assigned the way any expenditure from the station would into those budget categories, or would there be the separate line that just said, should we create a separate line that says, you know, RFP programming, RFP outreach, RFP staff?
Yeah, it will be
Dave,
over,
are you on the speaker
like
phone?
What we have with the board. The board's budget is broken out, and you can see what the expenditure areas are. We would do it that way. And so it would be RFP Project A, whatever the name of it happens to be. And then there would be staffing, and it would show budget and expenditures. It would be if there's any programming or any equipment, it would show that way as well. So it would be seen as a separate project with a separate revenue and expense item, whatever those expense categories happen to be.
Okay, any other questions, points, Dave? If not, you know, I'd like to speak. I think that the proposal in terms of setting aside like this $45K for RFPs, I think that rather than like kind of set to say that, you know, it's I think it should be submitted as part of the planning process, that this should be like a line for on the plan, and that if we put a budget of 45, but that, you know, this isn't like an automatic thing, that any request, well, it comes in through the RFP, but not, you know, it's not like, it's kind of like sitting there, unless, like you said, the point is that you have your mail drop. So, you know, it, in order to tie that or to say that, you know, the mail drop income has to be there in order to release the 45, you know, it requires a little bit more monitoring and a little bit more, you know, again, I think we talked about this before, Lonnie does, you know, there's this report that you've done that show how the mail drop income is coming in, the expenses versus the income, and each mail drop, that, you know, that total spreadsheet, so that, you know, we can look at it and say, well, this month there's X amount, you know, maybe there's only $15,000 available for these projects. And again, the purpose of each project should be carefully laid out and be reviewed, not just by, you know, to be reviewed in terms of, you know, consistency with mission and the plan that the ED and the CFO has outlined for 2008. Because, again, as far as a start time, you know, we're looking at this as part of the planning process, and we're saying we're going to drop this into 2007 fiscal year.
Terry?
Yes, please, Terry.
Yeah, in planning for 2008, then the management can include RFP process into our next year's budget however they want. The motion on the table is simply has the finance committee finding that $45,000 is financially feasible for the current fiscal year. It is no authorization or prohibition for future spending of RFPs. It only relates to the current fiscal year.
This is Lauren again. But again, you know, we need to see, you know, Lonnie says it's fair, but, you know, we need to see, like, this month's report that, okay, this is the mail drop income, this is the expense, this is the income, and this is what we have. Because, you know, I don't know that the 45 is actually there. You know, what is the forecast for through September? So, again, it really, to just to pop it up and say that, okay, it's fair to do these things without actually seeing this report that shows, okay, this is where we are in terms of income versus expenses on the mail drop, and this is the projection, and this is, you know, by you know, that you have a total or a subtotal on these mail drops. And, you know, so that's kind of what I'd like to see.
Yeah, Madam Chair?
Sure. And Lonnie, please.
Yeah, well, as I recall, we did have this discussion, and I had identified items from line 1062, other programming, which is in the March report, and because, you know, people are uncomfortable with the mail drop. But then I had suggested then, I guess I'm suggesting it now, that the other programming line is showing a variance, a positive variance of $150,000, and I think that at the most they'll spend $100,000. And so it does leave $57,000. So what I would do, for the indulgence of the Finance Committee, is a budget change, and the amount, the forecast was reduced by $50,000, and then a separate revenue line would be for RFP projects in the plural, and if there was more than one, they would all be identified on that revenue line, Project A, Project B, Project C, whatever the expenses happen to be, and show those going forward. So you would actually reduce the forecasted amount for expenditure, in this case, of the programming, line 1062, from a projected expenditure of 129, and it would go down to 80,000, and the remaining 50,000 in that line item would be transferred over to the RFP project on the revenue side, and then any expenses against it would be identified and placed in the budget such that you could see any expenditures against it the next month if necessary or whatever project came online. So that's the way of tracking it and identifying the funds at the beginning. So it's a transfer of funds from one line item to another, and those funds could identify where they came from. Back every month where that line item was.
Okay, so do you want to change or revise your...
Can folks mute themselves? Sounds like we're in a cocktail party now.
That was a wild party.
So do you want to revise your...
I have substitute language.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's what I think. That was the substance of the discussion, as I recall, and I said I just changed it from mail drop revenue to other programming revenue. That's, as I recall, was our discussion. So,
sorry, point of privilege. Can we ask the members of the call to mute their phones? Someone has a lot of conversation in the background where they are.
All right.
Who is that? Okay, it doesn't matter who it is. That would be great. Thank you.
Okay, that's great. Anyway, so that's what I would propose, is that we would, it's an ordinary budget change, and we would transfer funds from our budget category other programming, which is in the national office budget, and the forecast would change from $129,000 to spend between now and September to $80,000, and the remaining $50,000 would simultaneously be created a new budget line revenue for RFP projects, and then any RFP projects we have would be the expenses against that revenue would be also identified, and then we could track it every month as we do any other item, and it would be shown, you know, grouped together like we do with the board items. You show the board items grouped together. I would create another grouping for the RFP projects, whether there's one or two or three. They would always be shown together in terms of their expense categories. So anyway, that's the easiest, simplest way to do it, and hope that, you know, that works for me. If it works for you, so.
Okay. Terry has changed language, has the revised language, and do you have that ready?
I think so. Let's see how it sounds.
Sure. Dave?
I can't tell when people are hearing me and when they're not, by the way. Brian had asked something about what I'm on in terms of my phone, so I'm, if I keep saying things, it's just because I'm not sure anyone's hearing.
You're
your voice sounds
faint,
kind
Dave.
Of
what's happening? Is it coming in and out, or?
No, it just sounds like kind of like it's coming from like a tin cup versus a phone. But go ahead. We can hear you.
Well, I thought you called on me after, Terry. Is this any better?
No, Terry was going to give the revised language, but I think you had a point before Terry would give the revised language.
Yeah, it was a couple points. One was...
Sure.
Maybe in terms of your point, what you're looking for is rather some more specific language rather than if it is going to come out of that revenue line, just a more specific statement about what, instead of saying if there's enough money, some specific statement about how we know there's enough. But the other question I had really had to do with the amounts, because In my thinking, one of the crucial things about this mechanism is that you fund more than one proposal in a given area at a given time, so that you actually have, if you have a proportion, a body that's looking at them, that's constructed via proportional representation, you get proportional representation and outcomes. And because right now the way we do it is we have these proportional representation bodies,
but simple majorities or executives hired by simple majority, you know, supported by simple majorities make the decision. So you can spend a lot of time and be involved and get no representation in outcomes, even though you have representations on the bodies that are nominally making the decision. So the point is to have more than one project funded at once so that a proportional representation process yields proportional representation in outcomes. So that, if you only have 15,000 in the area of programming, for example, that would mean that you would want to have smaller amounts of money for that than just 15,000. If you think that 15,000 is the right amount for projects of that sort, then maybe if we're doing it this year, it would be a better idea to have more money in one sector and delay another for another year. So that's one point. I was thinking maybe they should be $10,000 projects, and then if you had 50,000, you could fund, you know, three of one kind and two of another. The other point was really one of, I seem to remember us having a discussion about it and questioning whether withdrawing it from an area to which the funds were already slated was something that was likely to cause distress if there were. But you're saying there's no plans for spending it in the other programming for national. The question was really, is that really true? I mean, if we have some big event happening in the next 3 months that we want national coverage of, does this drain that kitty?
Well, Brian, no, I was pointing out that I think that between now and September 30th, $80,000 would still be available to handle the eventuality you were just discussing, and I think the $50,000 would not be. A whole $130,000 wouldn't be spent. So I feel comfortable that it would be available. The second point, though, is that just assume on the process side that people would apply for those funds, not to be allocated those funds. So there would be an application process, which is what is, I think, we also worked on. And then it's just like anything else. It's a matter of identifying a budget that in that 10,000 or the 5,000, and then having that become part of our overall budget for tracking purposes so we could see how those expenditures were in fact happening. So you're
thinking the group, the grants are smaller than 15, it's 15 total.
Number of projects.
Just a point of privilege. I'm going to have to step away for about 2 minutes. I'll be right back, so please continue.
May I read the motion the language I have? Substitute motion from Lonnie Hicks that the National Finance Committee finds that the CFO's proposal to transfer $50,000 from the current budget for other programming to projects approved by award through an RFP process is financially feasible for the current fiscal year.
Great. That captures my thought.
Well, Brian was first. Then I'd like to.
Yeah, Terry, can you be chair pro tem while LeVron's gone?
Sure. Brian.
I share the concern about earmarking revenues, but I'm also very hesitant to specifically cannibalize the other programming line. You know, I think if we started bombing Iran, or if, Lord willing, impeachment proceedings started against a member of the Bush administration, you could burn through that money quite quickly, and I don't think you want to in any way limit your ability to spend what's already a fairly limited, basically, emergency programming budget between now and the end of the year. So that would be my concern with what's proposed as a substitute.
Dave?
One thing it would be real nice to get is Nathan's take on that as National Programming Coordinator, because you know, I see that point, and I had a similar concern. But one way to look at it might be that a portion of that, well, anyhow, I share that concern. The other thing, though, was I thought we also wanted to add, so your motion has the budget line from, but I thought we'd also talked about the budget line to, that thing that Lonnie articulated about it going into certain income-side budget lines. And it would be nice if that could be formulated as part of the motion as well.
Yeah, let me speak to the issue of whether that's enough funds. I have checked with Nathan, and so I didn't just do it without. I got his budget and expenditures. Remember, we have programming all the way through July that he has identified for. And I went over the expenses connected with those budgets already with him. Remember, this is just from the national office, some of the programming that he's doing that are shared expenses for the station. So there's more funding. And this is just the national office side. So I feel comfortable with the numbers and as he puts them out for what the plans are, at least through the Juneteenth, July 3rd period. So, and on the issue of from this line to a specific line, I take that point. That is, if we are prepared to identify right now where those funds would go to, we have the revenue, but is there a day where were you thinking of a specific to...
Well, you had said something about the way it would be tracked, like when the funds are expended, where those spend, what budget lines on the expenditure side or the expense side they're going into. And I think, you know, one thing we could do, since I know we're more than 10 minutes on this item, is punt on that half of it and work on the language, or because I don't know whether you're talking about opening up a new budget line or what, and, you know, we probably have to do a little more on this, but if you're ready to say something about where the budget lines get, I mean, where the expenditures get slotted in the expense side, that's what I'm after.
Yeah, I won't know until I have that given proposal before, and the budget
maybe the motion should say that expenditure or expenses associated with such projects will be assigned based on the, you know, the categories of spending defined in the individual project.
Yeah, that's the way it will work out.
You
don't know. You know, maybe there's staff. You know, maybe there's some equipment, but you don't know how much.
So you have
a proposal before us, and then that is what gets funded in those categories that the budget, whoever doing the RFP budget, would present to you. So I agree with the language pending the actual budget expense categories that any given RFP may present.
Okay, this is LeBron. I'm back. Okay, so where we are, you're saying that we need to really work a little bit on the language, or are the revised motion that with the new language that Terry has presented? So we're with this.
Terry?
Sure, please.
There was discussion in your absence that I've incorporated into proposed amendment.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't fully answer the concerns expressed in discussion, but it addresses some of them. So
mm-hmm.
I'll propose this as an amendment, adding the language, each approved RFP shall include a detailed budget, and there shall be monthly monitoring by the National Finance Office and summary reporting to the National Finance Committee. I'll make that, and monthly summary reporting to the National Finance Committee.
Sure.
But can we make that quarterly? Monthlies, we already have big agendas.
Okay.
Does anybody object to it being quarterly?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm just wondering if sending the accounting procedures is outside the scope of judging the fiscal impact. You know what I mean?
So.
Hmm? Gary?
Sure, Gary.
Yeah, it's outside the scope of judging fiscal impact, but it is within the scope of the committee.
Got it. No, I'm with you on that. I was wondering if to keep things from being messy, we might handle the fiscal impact separate from the merits of the process outlined in the proposal itself, including the attendant accounting procedures. I think I had requested that discussion as a separate agenda item way back when. I don't remember.
I do. You had raised the question, Matt Lamont.
Yeah, sure. You were talking about process versus.
Yeah,
you had
raised the question of whether, because it was in the context of our previous discussion about RFP, about whether the whole process for administering it was something we'd be reviewing, and I thought we had general consent that we would.
but there is, when I'm here, Madam Chair, may I?
Sure, you're Lonnie. Go ahead.
Well, did we not say that we wanted to separate the evaluating the merits of a project from the financial impact and the delineation of a process?
Yeah, but we agreed that it was reasonable for this committee to do both.
But my point is as separate items.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, what was, I mean, I don't think we moved anything, but I think everybody nodded their heads.
Telephonically speaking.
So you're saying in terms of the merit, the process, because even when you start looking at the merits of the RFP, you know, we're looking at perhaps an exercise in another committee in terms of government or to look at, you know, and how it, our programming or wherever. So I think that, you know, what we're trying to do in finance, this is why we've had these long discussions. So I think that what we need to do is just kind of right now kind of structure. Okay, can I just say, right, to sum this up, can we just outline and make the points on what are the issues here and how we think it should be structured, and then we can determine if we want to allow more time for discussion? Okay, so from this, I thought I heard Dave.
Yeah, I mean, we have this motion, and dealing with this motion is not inconsistent with then dealing with the other. So why don't we, if there's not this motion, why don't we act on it and then go on to the other, to deciding whether we want to extend time to deal with the other thing.
Okay, but there are questions there. Okay, the questions about the motion, again, is that, as Brian has brought up, is in terms of, you know, first of all, we're saying that we're moving we're now looking at the source of the funds as programming out of national office. So what we're doing is we're reallocating the budget to RFP to say that the funds are available, which is basically the finance function. Okay, there are funds available, and I think that once we look at the March financials, we just need to confirm that on the line items. So, and then the next part of it is in terms of the process of how we're doing this, and we've gotten down to, like, some details on that. So do we need to further divide this, or should we just go ahead and deal with the motion?
Based on what you just said, do you want to? I don't think you have to divide any, because the second half of it isn't before us yet, and as we've all said, that should be separate questions. The only question is, did you want to delay the final vote on whether the funds are there till after the review of the financials, and then just bring it back and vote it then?
Why don't we do that? Are there objections to that?
Yep.
Lonnie?
No,
okay.
None for me.
Okay. All right. So we're, so Terry, I'm sorry, Jane?
I just want to make a comment, is that the information that's been provided and discussed early here, it makes sense, and I feel competent to vote on this motion based on this, but the documents are a little hard to relate to what's been discussed, so I just want to, no matter when we vote that, when we vote on the motion tonight or the next meeting, I just want to make that comment. It's a little difficult to follow based on the documents we have before us.
Oh, right. I'm sorry, I put it on mute so I won't cough, but I understand the point that you're making. So I think that once we get to the March financials, we can address the motion that and Terry can read it at the time. So do we want to move to go to the CFO report now, and then we'll bring this motion up with table to when we look at the financials,
table
look at the line
the
here.
June 7th meeting?
Right after Lonnie speaks.
Are we
going to
review the March financials right now, Lonnie?
Yeah, we got
not in
detail,
but
where the funds are.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Okay, so Terry, where are we? And are we?
CFO report and March financials.
Thank you. Lonnie, are we prepared?
Ready to go. Okay.
Okay. So we'll find.
you know, the base document that I had was, of course, the CFO report itself. But allow me not to go over the CFO report in great detail, just in a summary fashion, because there are some other variables that are intervening since this CFO report was done.